Standing before a group at the State House Plaza Friday afternoon, Rob Spencer of Concord recounted how his parents left Austria to escape the Nazis and arrived in America as refugees. That was part of the reason he showed up wearing a bright gold star pinned to his jacket, just above his heart.
I decided to make a Jewish star and to carve out in it a crescent and a cross, and to say that if Trump registers Muslims the way Hitler registered Jews, I will wear it to remind him that both Christianity and Islam were cut from the same cloth as Judaism.
Spencer was part of a crowd huddled around the arch of the State House, holding a vigil to show support for immigrants and refugees. Emily Carmen, a Warner resident, organized the gathering in response to Trump's executive order last week, which banned immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. As an English as a second language teacher at Second Start in Concord, she's seen firsthand how the order has stirred up fear and uncertainty among her students.
I felt it was my duty to honor my students and the other immigrants and refugees and Muslims here in the state of New Hampshire and stand in solidarity with them and get a big crowd so that a lot of people can see that there's a great resistance.
The rally drew testimony from local refugees who resettled in New Hampshire, immigration activists, clergy, and others who simply wanted to let their neighbors know all are welcome, regardless of faith or nationality. Hubert Mask, president of the Islamic Society of Greater Concord, says a majority of those who worship with the group are immigrants and refugees themselves.
I have doctors, I have professionals, I have everyone. And that's what makes this country strong. And when people start isolating themselves and saying that people don't contribute, that's a problem. That's a real problem.
Mask arrived at the State House vigil right on the heels of the group's Friday prayer services, where he was overwhelmed to see nearly 100 new faces attend. One of those first-timers was Sarah Robinson of Concord, who had also spent the day wearing a hijab for the first time in her life.
I wanted to show my solidarity for my neighbors who choose to wear it out in public at a time when it's a really divisive climate.
A self-described middle-class white girl from New Hampshire, Robinson said she was almost bracing to defend herself when she went out to run errands, worried about comments she might receive along the way.
I was pleasantly surprised that all of my encounters were gracious, and that was a very nice reassurance about our community, for sure. And I like wearing scarves anyway. It's beautiful. I think they're beautiful, so I'm very happy to wear it.
For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.